President General Haig is calling you.
Right.
You are.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. President.
Hi, Al.
I just talked to Henry on an open line, so we had to be circumspect.
Right.
But I think he's feeling, he's coming around a little more rationally from my perspective.
Right.
He said my message impressed him very much, and he's inclined to agree with it.
Well, that's on the bombing hold.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Now, what we will do, and I think this is essential, we had agreed to stop bombing north of the 20th. Tomorrow morning, Saigon time.
Right.
So we'll just put that in effect like another one
sure.
of those temporary things.
Don't say anything about it.
No.
That's right.
Nothing, just do it.
And not saying anything about it, then we're not committed to
that's right.
resuming it, see?
Exactly.
It's
right.
the announcement that bothers me, you see.
Right, sir. Then he was on this wicket of trying to force Chu publicly, but I've given
him... Oh, boy.
You know, I've given him a lot of time right there.
You told him now that I was... That you and I were talking that this represented everything that I was thinking too.
Yes, sir. I
don't want him to have any illusions here. You know, he sometimes sort of thinks he can sort of go on his own on this stuff, but he doesn't have it now. No.
No, and he knows that. As a matter of fact, he asked to be sure that we did nothing that we didn't inform him about, which is a good frame of mind for him to
right.
be in.
Right.
He said if you wanted to have. Freenan in that he agreed that that was all right.
I said
that you had changed your mind, that you felt that we'll save that clout until we need it.
He agreed with that, didn't he?
He agreed with that. He made one good point, and that is that we should not hit Chu as the obstacle with Dobrynin. Rather, what they did publicly,
right.
and the fact that the troops in the south are just too troublesome a problem for Chu,
mm-hmm.
rather than Chu just rejected everything.
Right. Well, I would do it, and are you going to see Dobrynin then yourself?
Yes, I'll call him.
Well, I would do it on this basis. I'd start. Now, look, we had this thing on track. Tell him that everything was moving along, and the president was putting his whole effort behind this effort. And,
sure.
With a message to Chu that I personally had drafted yesterday. And then this story broke, and Chu went right up the wall because it put him in the position of... In fact, it put him in Hanoi. Him in the position where Hanoi announcing something that put him, that he would have to accept.
That's right.
And that couldn't be done. This has to be jointly agreed.
That's
now
right.
we all know what has to happen. But just put it just like
that's
that.
Right. And they emphasized a coalition government.
That they put in the fact that it was to be a coalition government, which it isn't, and that it was totally unacceptable. Now you can also say that also emphasized Dobrynin. It's my view. That we can still do this. But now we've got to go one more round, and then I will try again with you. But he's got to keep his people, his clients, from talking anymore.
Right, sir.
Or say if he doesn't take his clients, we'll play a little rough from talking. We're going to have to break off and wait until after election.
That's right. Exactly
to say that.
Right.
The other point I would make is then I'd make the election point. Now, I think you should know if you do play ball, though, that you have an absolute commitment that we are going to see this thing through. And the election is not going to be used as any excuse, okay?
Absolutely.
How's that sound?
That sounds fine.
All right.
I think we got it now. We've brought some time. Henry will leave tomorrow right after he sees Chu. About 11, get him in here tomorrow evening. Our time.
Get in here tomorrow evening?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I see.
Be about 6 or 7 tomorrow night.
How could he possibly do that? I'll be gone tomorrow, of course.
Well, see, it's 3 o'clock in the morning for him now.
I know, but the point is that it isn't a very good thing for him to get in campaigning.
I see.
I'd like for him to get in about 3 hours later. See the point?
All right, surely.
See, I will be coming back from New York around 10:30 or 11 o'clock. And I think that it's quite important. Well, it's imperative, actually, that... not arrive back and I'm up in New York campaigning. See what I mean?
Right, sir. How about
doesn't he make a stop or did he just stay two or three hours?
We can do whatever.
Well, have him, what I would do is
11 o'clock.
I'd like for him to arrive at 11 o'clock. He could either stop on the way or he can, for a couple hours delay, or he can leave a little later.
Fine.
Okay.
Good.
Good luck.
Right.
Call me, I'll be over here.
Yes, sir. Right.